Breakfast with Spanky, 7:30 to 9:30 on RDU 98.5 FM.
Well, one of our crusades on this show is something we call the religious roast, where every week we try to hunt down a new religion. People don't know much about religions anymore. Put it in the oven, cook it up, see what it's made of. This morning, we have Debbie Dawson on the line. Good morning, Debbie. Hello, Debbie, are you there? I can hear her down the end. Oh, she'll be able to hear me now. Hello, Debbie.
Hi.
How are you this morning? All right?
Beg your pardon?
Are you all right this morning?
I'm good? I'm good.
That's good. Now, you are our practicer of paganism this morning. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
How is that different from Wicca? Is there quite a big difference?
Yes and no. Wicca is a form of paganism.
I see. So paganism's a broad description?
Yes. It's like Christianity. In Christianity, you have Catholics, you have Protestants, you have Baptists, you have all the different types.
And so paganism is the broad umbrella?
Yes.
But you're not a witch?
I am a witch. I'm not a Wiccan.
Okay, you're a witch, but not a Wiccan. So you're a pagan witch, but not a Wiccan witch?
Yes.
God, it's a tongue twister. I went out with a girl for 3 days, and I found out she was a witch, and I decided that our beliefs were incompatible. Do you get that a bit sometimes?
No, not really. My partner's not into any of it. He's just still loves me for who I am, but he's quite often going, no, this is your thing.
All right. So how did you become a pagan? Have you always been one?
I was raised without religion, raised with values, but not with religion. And I felt that, I think all my life I was kind of looking for something, and that was the one that struck the most chords when I found it. It personal responsibility and honouring the earth and a personal relationship with the divine rather than having someone else tell me how it has to be.
And so did someone introduce you to it, or were you reading a book?
I read a few books. I saw something on TV, and I think I just heard a word that was like a bell going off or a light going on, and so I jumped on the internet and spent a bit of time on Google.
Oh yeah, Google's the great diviner of religion, isn't it?
It's a great diviner of almost anything.
So, tell me, what do pagans believe in a nutshell? There must be some commonality to it of some kind?
Pagans in a nutshell? It's mostly, I think, most of them will honour the earth. The earth based in the nature and being in touch with seasons and what's going on in the world around you. That there is a divine source, whatever form that takes for the individual pagan, because that varies from pagan to pagan. Some are some believe that there is just one divine source, and that the different gods that we might see are reflections of that, and the divine relating to us in a way that we'll understand personally.
Oh, yeah.
Others are hard polytheists, and they believe each god is an individual identity.
God, that must be exciting, being a polytheist.
I'm actually not sure, and it doesn't really matter to me because the relationship is still there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't need to define it.
Would it make a difference, though, if there were, say, 10 gods, wouldn't you want to know who you're talking to?
Oh, you generally know who you're talking to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty distinctive.
Is there a god of war?
Yes. Ares or Mars.
So that would have a stern voice when you're talking to the god of war.
I haven't tried talking to him. I couldn't tell you.
Okay. What happens when you die and you're a pagan? Do you go to the earth or do you float around somewhere?
Depends which pagan you talk to.
Oh, yeah.
There's some believe in the Summerlands where you go to rest and heal and recover and then are reincarnated.
Right. It's a bit of both, isn't it?
It's a bit of both. It's a time of rest and reflection where you learn the lessons of this lifetime.
Yeah.
And then you're reincarnated, hopefully having learnt a few lessons, and you have a whole new set of lessons.
Oh, that's a good sell.
There's a lot that I think is somewhat borrowed from other faiths in some areas.
Yeah.
That's a very Hindi idea, I think, the rest and then reincarnation. But there's the common threads throughout all religions. Many paths up the mountain, it's still the same mountain.
Now, how is the pagan way of life different from the average New Zealander? Like, what do pagans value that maybe your average Kiwi that goes down to the mall to a Briscoe sale doesn't necessarily value?
I wouldn't say there's much, really. Most of the pagans that I know are more conscious of packaging and recycling and being more eco-conscious. The brands that you buy and their practices throughout the world, there's a strong eco-consciousness in a lot of pagans. Not all, because we are a really contrary bunch, I'd have to say. You ask 12 a question, you'll get 27 answers.
Can be. I guess it could be hard to tell the difference between pagans and the Green Party sometimes.
Sometimes.
So you're not nicer than the average person, you don't give away more money than the average person.
No, we just kid ourselves, we are.
Right.
We're still people. We still have the same needs and wants and drives.
Composting would be important.
Yes. And recycling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you get priests or priestesses in paganism?
Kind of. We, for the most part, we see that we're each our own priest or priestess. But when you get into things like Wicca, you have a circle and there are grades to go through, you might as well say, first degree, second degree, third degree. And then you get, when I think you get to second degree, but don't quote me on that, there's high priestess.
I see. And they're the ones that, they have sex with a lot of people, don't they?
No. No.
Oh, I thought, no. Sorry, I'd heard that there's lots of orgies.
Yeah, no.
No, that
I'm doing
happen.
It wrong then.
All right. do you know how many pagans there are in New Zealand?
I believe as of the last census that I was looking up a wee while back, there's something like 7,000 or 8,000.
And do
possibly
you know
more?
Right. And do you know, would you have any idea how many in Christchurch?
No, couldn't. Christchurch people can be quite reserved.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But you have a few good pagan friends that you hang out with.
Yes. We have coffee meets once a month, and they're open to anybody. We've got sometimes quite a crowd in there.
But not a temple as such?
No.
More just meet at a cafe?
Yeah.
And do a few rituals?
No. Every now and then we have an open Sabbat and invite people round.
What's a Sabbat?
A Sabbat is our seasonal celebrations. We celebrate the equinoxes and the solstices, because they're the changing of the seasons. And then there's the other four are Samhain, Beltane, Imolg and Lunasa, which are mostly Celtic festivals.
And so a bit of dancing and fire?
Depends on what you're into. We have a barbecue in the sun and
that sounds good.
A good feed and just celebrate the time. It doesn't need to be a big drama, just as long as we're celebrating it.
And so what's the next one coming up? What's your next festival?
Beltane.
And all right, well, that sounds. And so you can have a barbecue for that because spring's coming.
I don't know, because we've got a pagan festival we're running the week before.
Oh, yeah, tell me about that quickly.
We're holding this weekend.
Yep.
We're holding a pagan festival out at Air Lodge, and just out of Oxford.
Right.
It's a place for people to come. There's workshops, there's lectures, there are a couple of rituals. We can't have fires because we're in Canterbury, but.
It must be hard living in Canterbury being a pagan sometimes.
No, yeah,
fire bans.
You adapt, and you've got to respect the laws of the land as well.
Yeah.
We're not above them.
Hey, Debbie, it's been nice talking. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And catch you later on.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye. That's Debbie Dawson, our pagan.
This has been a Breakfast with Spanky podcast, thanks to RDU 98.5 FM. To find out more, go to rdu.org.nz.